That nigga named Woodford. Oh, so many good friends out there in the world.
Fred Hampton?
Come on now. Hey,
Chairman Fred Hampton?
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass. Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford.
That's my favorite.
That's Fred. Nice.
Fred Flintstone.
Top five Fred ever.
And you can't forget about our underrated brother, Freddy Krueger. Look, he was good at what he did. He was a master at his craft.
Thinking about the times right now, you got Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now. Nice phrase.
Big Buddy Rabbit.
Big Buddy Rabbit? I just want to be legit. Fuck the baddest of bitch.
Welcome to Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast, everybody. Y'all see, we start off with good energy talking about the great Freds. It is me, I, him, Big Fred himself.
Come on now.
Here with the crew.
Sean was popping. It's Mr. P. Swagger Badger Patrick.
He lying, y'all.
Shit, yeah, I boy. Think I'm the truth.
Hey, yo, DJ.
Hey, yo.
No fancy introductions.
Yeah, yeah, my name's Tim. I was at your house yesterday. Boy, you need to clean that shit up.
Today, we got a good episode, y'all. We are going to be talking about something that I feel like a lot of men need to hear.
And a lot of men don't get to hear.
And don't get to hear.
But they thinking it all the time.
They should be hearing it.
We're going to talk about something called the red pill today.
Yes, guys. Women, y'all need to be tuning in.
Come on, man.
Red. Keep your ears, women.
We got information for you. We got Matrix information style. For the men, too. But women, y'all need to take notes on this shit. Because at this point, we just going to be reiterating shit that men have already known, but too afraid to share because of y'all women.
We know we got Sean in the building. He ain't never too afraid to share something.
To the men that don't know what red pill and blue is, red pill and blue pill are just terms that refer to a choice between the willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth by taking the red pill or remaining in contented ignorance with the blue pill. These terms come from the Matrix scene. So basically, taking the blue pill means that you can just go through our life believing what you've been believed, even if it's a lie. The red pill is you are shown new knowledge and you change.
Basically, real niggas and simps.
Yes, basically, simps are blue pill.
To put it in a more real term, red pill men are just men who are objective about the things that they have to go through in terms of the dating scene with women. And blue pill niggas are just men who believe that there is love at every corner. And it's not.
Like, red pill men believe in standing up for their wants and needs in relationships. Their own personal wants and needs.
But you hate women when you do that, huh?
Blue pill men just, hey, man, as long as she's happy, it's whatever.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. Not happy. Where red pill is, happy spouse, happy house.
Right.
It's together. Blue pill would be, well, happy wife, happy life. Long as my wife happy, it don't matter if I'm doing miserable. She's good.
Yeah,
sound
depressing.
Yeah, now you
like,
make sound. Because I'm a firm believer in happy life, happy wife, happy life. Because, you know, usually when she's happy, I'm happy.
Now, I'm not going to lie, there are extremes on both ends.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real razor-bladish.
The extreme of a red pill man is fuck bitches, get money. The extreme of a blue pill man is you bound down at a bitch feet.
Damn. Left wing, right wing. Okay.
Left wing, right wing.
I was going to say, honestly, I don't think there is an in-between. Happy wife, happy life, there is no, you can't just be trying to say, well, in between the lines. No, go off what it says.
I mean,
Listen. Happy wife, happy life means happy wife, happy life. Means as long as the wife is happy, your life is good. You could be doing miserable on the inside as a man, but scared to say it. What if she does something that you don't like? What if she don't cook? And she's happy not cooking, but you hungry.
Simp.
And two, why you gotta be in charge of that bitch happiness?
Like, literally.
That ain't got shit to do with me. Really, your happiness.
Happy wife, happy life means you are in charge of her happiness, but you got
to
be in charge.
To make it bigger.
Tevin, that's a conversation that we're going to have to get into in another podcast. The happiness conversation, that's another conversation we're going to have.
No, it's not.
No, but it is. We're going to say that one. Pat, write that down. The misconception of happiness. We're going to write that shit down. That's another episode.
Happiness.
Hey man, it was a whole. But story. But on this happy life, happy wife. It because
think happy of, wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
Because the wife comes before your life.
Stop it.
Hey, bro.
Right now.
In the saying, happy wife, happy life means you don't get a happy life until your wife is happy. Not you.
Right.
Your wife. Happy spouse, happy house means both of us.
Bars!
Because a spouse has no for you, for all these new age softies, happy spouse, happy house has no gender on it.
Kevin Samuels said
it's gender fluid.
Kevin Samuels said we're growing up in a generation of grass.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck the equality.
Kevin Samuels said we're growing up in a generation of grassy lines.
Happy
wife,
happy life. Because, well, shit, she happy and I'm happy. Hey, man.
But that's not happy wife, happy life. That's happy spouse, happy house. You both are happy.
What a,
happy
what a,
wife, happy life means her happy.
Spouse is either or.
It's like spouse is either or. Spouse means both of us. Happy happy life means you as a man are miserable. Your wife don't cook. She don't like to cook. I'm just saying, verbatim. If your wife don't like to cook, if she doesn't, if she don't even want to learn, she don't even want to learn to cook. Think about it. She doesn't even want to learn to cook.
What? Fuck about cooking.
You can't say nothing.
Why is she my wife?
You can't say, because you blue pill in this situation. Happy wife, happy life.
I don't think that's right. You blue pill.
You're blue pill in this situation. Of course you're going to marry her and she don't cook. You don't care. Because you care about her happiness.
Who said that?
Are you listening?
Oh, man.
Happy wife.
We're not attributing this to you. We're speaking about
this. We're not exactly.
We're speaking about blue pill.
Oh, no. I'm defending the phrase.
You shouldn't be defending the phrase.
Why are you defending the blue pill man?
I'm not defending the phrase.
Yes, you are.
Hey, man.
Because what if a woman, happiness comes from you being unhappy? What if she just like being happy when you unhappy?
Oh, then she needs to go.
Then that's not happy wife, happy life then.
But you're a simp, so you keep her because you just want to be with somebody.
God damn.
No.
What? Hey, what are you saying?
Them niggas do that. Yeah, if we talk about them guys,
Pat, you got to pick a side. Which one you going to be with? The blue or the red?
I'm red.
Purple. Oh, all right. Purple. So, all right. So, if you're red. If you're red, that means you would agree with happy spouse, happy house. Both of us got to be happy.
Of course.
Okay. So, happy wife, happy life ain't got nothing to do with you as a man because you're not a wife.
Shit, but I like making my wife happy.
You should, man. Ain't nothing wrong with thinking
that. Pat, you going off the topic. You making her happy is not her happy. You making her happy is not the topic here. The topic is, in one, happy spouse, happy house, both of you can be spouses.
Okay.
Which means both of you can be happy here.
You're right.
Happy wife, happy life has nothing to do with the husband. You're not even in the saying. Mm-hmm. You're literally left out of the saying. You're not even appreciated to even be in the saying happy wife, happy life.
Yeah,
now find you somebody who like doing what make you happy. If getting your dick sucked all the time make you happy, you got to find somebody who
is
happy.
Agree. That's happy spouse, happy house.
Agree. Exactly. I'm not disagreeing.
Okay, so that's happy spouse, happy house. Now, what if there's a man?
Please comment on that.
Now, what if there's a man that says happy wife, happy life? Well, if she don't want to suck dick, for him to have the happy wife, he can't ask for his dick to be sucked.
Because she don't like sucking dick.
He can't ask for that.
Sucking dick doesn't make her happy.
It doesn't make her happy.
She don't even like
it. She doesn't enjoy it.
She don't even be a wife.
She don't like looking at
dick. She's not wife material.
Okay, and that's what makes you a simp.
And that's what makes them blue pill because they marry these people.
Don't say you. Say them.
I said them.
Don't say you, motherfucker.
That's what makes them blue pill, the idea that they will conform to a woman. Not the idea that a woman will conform to them.
How many women just like sucking dick?
That's not fucked up, Pat. That's normal. It's a bunch of men out here conforming to women.
That's fucked up. That's the generation we live in.
Yeah, that's the norm now.
And, conforming to women.
And then the only reason we've got
it. Slavery was the norm back in the day.
Chill.
That don't mean
chill.
I'm just saying.
Pat, you can't compare slavery to being a simp.
It's the same thing. He a slave to something.
Like, no one
to
chose.
To that pussy.
No one chose.
That he ain't even getting.
Sorry, Mr. Kanye. No one chose to be a slave. You can choose to be a simp every day. That's a choice that you wake up
that's
with
an active,
every
that's
day.
That's an active decision.
That's an active choice that you have every day.
Is it not
no,
still
but it's not
up.
The same. But bringing up slavery, going off the point. Now, to come back on the point, do you know how many men out there are in relationships that they can't be themselves in.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wow.
Stop just saying it's fucked up and provide a solution. Because that's the problem. We keep saying
they choose to do that. Like you said, they choose to do that. What the fuck I'm finna do if you choose to do it?
You know why they choose to do that? Because they don't have the ideologies that the people on the other side share.
Literally.
They haven't been enlightened to the idea that you have a choice.
Because ain't nobody
as a man,
out there speaking the choices of men at a high volume for them to even think they got choices.
Right.
Some men believe, hey, fine, if my woman don't want to have sex, then I'm just not supposed to have sex, even though my dick is hard.
That's what
I gotta beat my own dick as a grown man.
Say it again, Fred.
I gotta beat my own grown
in a marriage.
Bitch.
That's why we
fuck as a man. In a marriage.
Or a relationship.
Or relationship. In a marriage.
Yeah.
I've been claiming you for fucking umpteen years.
All this time talking about you, bitch.
And then got the nerve to get mad when I go fuck other bitches. See, that's red pill. You can't get mad if I go fuck other
bitches.
No, think about it. Truthfully, you can't get mad at me for going and bro, I get a lot of backlash from this from women, but I don't give a fuck. You can't get mad at me for going to fuck other bitches for giving me something that you're not giving as my partner. Because the same way, if I'm not giving you the emotional support you need, you're gonna get a work husband.
You're gonna get
some other simp ass nigga to be texting your phone.
You're gonna outsource.
All this beauty. You're gonna go outsource for that emotional support.
Okay, what if the nigga not providing nothing then? You said what? What if the dude not providing nothing?
What do you mean?
Then he not a man.
Yeah, he's not a man.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
But if he's providing it, then yes. But the question is, what is not providing it?
The question that red pill men are asking women is, if we are doing our jobs as men to provide and protect you, what are you giving us in return for that?
Because I'm 100% agree.
Because you're not compassionate. You're not feminine. Women are the hardest they've ever been, while men are the softest they've ever been. Because women are raising men now. Mm. You got Kevin Samuels said, you got commercials telling men how to be men, but you know, you don't have commercials telling women how to be women. You don't got Nair telling bitches to cook for their nigga, but you do got Gillette commercials telling niggas that they should spend their money on these bitches. So the red pill man is just asking, if I'm playing my role that I have accepted over time and in humanity as the protector and provider for you, why are you upset that I'm asking you to be womanly, feminine, and compassionate?
Seriously. I wake up every day choosing to, if something is coming at this woman, I will put my life on the line for it to stop. I will die so she can breathe.
But she don't want
to
cook.
But I can't get no food. But she don't wanna, get you to cook for me. She don't I can't
wanna,
get no sex.
She don't want
to
cook.
But I'll wake up and put my life, I'll stop my breath for you.
She don't want
to
cook a motherfucking.
Push came to shove.
But she don't want to cook a motherfucking salmon croquette.
I can't get no pussy.
You can't even make spaghetti, bitch.
Like, that ain't even cooking, nigga. That's just boiling noodles and throwing sauce on it.
Okay, so I got a question.
Go ahead.
Why are these said dudes... Now, if that's this much of a discourage to them...
I'm going to tell you now, that's not...
Wait, go ahead.
Why are these dudes getting with these women? Make them wives? By the time you become your wife, you should know if this motherfucker cook or not. Why the fuck are you wifing on somebody who can't cook, and one of your requirements is you want a female who could cook?
Because you're blue pill.
In that situation.
No. In a situation like that, a red pill man wouldn't even do that marriage.
He wouldn't even do that. He wouldn't even deal with the woman.
He would let the woman go. Because what the fuck am I dealing with you for? I can go get whatever I'm trying to give you.
If I find out you can't cook. You're leaving.
A red pill man will leave, but if you ask that question to a blue pill guy, if you ask him, why are you with this woman? Because she can't cook, man. Nah, I got a lot of team.
I love her.
She the finest woman he'd have never had. Nigga, I always talk about some love. Shut the fuck up, you bitch ass nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
Talking about some fucking love. I hate that shit.
I cannot stand.
Hold on, I'm sorry, son. I cannot stand no man past 25 still talking about love. You too fucking grown.
Man, I love it.
We too old. I cannot stand no grown ass man. That is a female. That is feminine shit. But feminine can make their decisions off love. But you as a man, love is not gonna pay your bills.
Love is not gonna get you a house.
Is not gonna boost your credit score up. Love is not gonna make you be a better man. Love ain't gonna put no knowledge in your heart. Love ain't gonna put no knowledge in your brain. Love ain't gonna put no money in your pocket. Love ain't gonna put no shoes on your feet. Love ain't gonna put no shirt, no pants on you. Love ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Women don't even operate on the idea of love. A lot of women. No, wait.
I'm sorry. Hold on, wait. I like what BA just said. I'm not hating on love. I'm not even discrediting love.
If love could do something.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
No, love can't do nothing.
Love ain't doing nothing.
Love is putting that go man out there, in front of that bullet to say that one.
Go out there and tell your bank.
Love ain't paying the bills, though.
Hey, if
love will make you not like
go
that.
Go out there bullet and tell your bank manager how much you love him and see how much money he
can pay. I can't pay this overdraft fee. Because my account in a negative, but I love y'all.
I love y'all. I've been with y'all for 2-3 years. I love y'all. Yo, car. If you miss 2 payments and they say, look, we finna come tow it, you miss another.
I love my car.
What you gonna say? I love you so much.
I love my car.
Love make you not like somebody.
Okay. So y'all saying love as if that's gonna be just the answer. Like that's gonna be the boom shakalaka. No, wait. I'm saying love could do it because sometimes love could be that motivation for you, like, all right, let me get my ass up in the morning. You know what?
Bruh, wait.
Go ahead. Because I love these kids. I love my kids. I love my wife. Let me get my ass up. Work this job. That shit can.
All right, so.
I got a question for you.
Hold on, I got a question for you. Right quick.
Sometimes, love, when you get that right person who actually motivates you and push you to become better, that puts more knowledge to you. That lets you off the leash to go get more knowledge and do more stuff.
Okay, Pat, I agree with you.
No, I don't agree with him. But you a fucking man. You should be putting this shit for yourself, not for no fucking woman laying next to you. Because what if that woman
isn't doing it? You're doing it.
You just said I love this woman. Okay, so what are you doing? So what about the men that don't have a woman that they love and don't have children? In that situation, they ain't got nobody to love next to them. They ain't got no kids to love. So where they gonna get their motivation from?
They have to find motivation. Ain't no finding no motivation
when you a grown ass man. And then I'm gonna tell you why. Shit. There's a difference between love and fucking duty. Love and duty. You have a duty to your child that comes out of you, not the love that you have. Yes, you love your child, and I get that. But you got a duty to that motherfucker that come out your balls. Before you even got love, every single sperm in you right now, you ain't got no child right now to love. But you got sperm in your balls. You have a duty to every sperm cell in there that comes out. You got a duty to your wife. That's why you make her your wife. Mm-hmm. That's why you make her. Your vows are duties. Yes, the vows include love, but then all the vows that you take, wait, are duties.
Why did I take on that duty, Fred? Can I answer your question?
Because I fucking love her.
Can I answer your question?
Oh my God.
Wait, can I answer your question?
Go ahead.
The thing about the red pill community is those duties that you said as a man, women don't want to fulfill those duties as women.
And the reason, Sean, a lot of women don't want to fulfill their duties as women, because like you said, we've been flipped. Mm-hmm. We got men talking about love and women talking about their duty. Women trying to go get the high pay. And look, I'm not saying there's nothing about female excellence. I'm not saying there's nothing about a woman making more than a man. But when you got women judging themselves as standards up to men, and you got men judging their relationships off love and nurturing, which is kindness and shit that are female traits, that's how you get shit switched up.
Those women are statistically miserable, by the way.
And a lot of men that base their marriages on love end up being statistically divorced.
All the time.
Yeah, but women divorce men.
Because the men be more in love than the woman. A man is more loyal than a woman. Can we at least all agree on that?
Yes.
Okay, so we can agree that men are more loyal than women.
Yeah.
So can we also agree that men are like dogs and women would be assumption with cats?
Yes.
Okay, so if we can agree on that, a dog is going to love you regardless, but he still got a duty to protect. He ain't protecting you because he loves you. He protecting you because he's a dog.
Cats just go with the wind.
That's what he does. Before he ain't even got to love you to protect you. It could be any owner. Before he even loves you,
21 Savage
he's
said,
a dog.
21 Savage said,
as a man, you were not made to love. You were made to produce. You were made for a purpose to fulfill. Not love. That's what the woman was made for. She was made from you to help you.
21 Savage not said, love.
Help. So, yes.
Wait, I'm not done.
Help you with what? With your duty, with your purpose in life, not off your love. So what I'm saying is, to BJ's point of saying, oh, it sounds like he hating on love, I'm not hating on love. I'm just saying I wish more men would stop putting love as the number one through at least five things that are at the top of their relationship. Women can have love at number one because they're emotional beings.
But they don't. But they don't have that anymore. They don't. That shit ain't even in the top five anymore.
It's not. Because you know what?
And that's the problem.
No, it's not in the top five of women because it's in the top five of men. That's where it's at.
21 Savage said, I'd rather have loyalty than love because love really don't mean jack. You can love somebody and still stab them in their back. See, loyalty is the action. You can love me and hate me and still have my back.
People get killed by people they love every day. Spouses kill more spouses. Spouses kill more spouses than anybody. So that's why I say love as a man ain't got nothing. Loyalty and love, two different things. If I'm loyal to you, I want the best for you. I want the best for you. Regardless of how I feel, I could hate you, but my loyalty to you will not let me hurt you or hinder you
or stab you.
But if I love you with all my, but if I love you with all my heart and you hurt me,
I'm on your ass.
It's a thin line between love and hate, so we all can agree with that, right?
It's a thin line.
Just as much as you can love a person is as much as you can hate them.
Of course.
So if I boost,
and that switch can flip in a half a second.
So if I boost my relationship off love, if you make me mad, now I don't love you. I hate you. But if I'm loyal to you, it don't matter if I love you or hate you. I want the best for you regardless. That's why I say love shouldn't be that high for a man. Because love is too iffy.
Do you think it should be in the top five?
No, as a man, you should not have love in your top five. You should have definite things. Like your purpose in life.
Okay.
Your duty in life. These are not things that you can move the goalposts with.
Let's list it. Your personal obligation to yourself is number one.
First of all, your personal obligation to God is first.
Your personal obligation to God, okay.
That is first.
Your personal obligation to yourself.
Your purpose comes from God. Because everybody in here and every man has a gift that he can do better than most without even the help of anybody. Everybody in here has a purpose. And everybody's purpose is different. So that has to come between the love that's in your heart, because your purpose is up here in your mind.
Your purposeful obligation to God is number one.
Like, seriously.
Your obligation to yourself at number two.
That's your purpose.
Right.
Because your purpose is of yourself.
Ensuring your success at three.
Yes. Because just fulfilling your purpose, I'm glad you said that, don't mean you can be successful. Some people's purposes ought to be the greatest elementary school teacher they can be.
A lot of people say, you know, do what you love. The thing that you do for love is the thing that you do for free, but you're not dumb enough to do it for free.
If teaching is your purpose,
you could teach all day, but you understand that you're good enough to not do it for free.
Number four should be
controlling your circle. Because as a man, you only going to go as far as your circle can go. If you ain't got nobody in your circle talking about investments, talking about the future, talking about betterment of our minds, bodies, and souls. If everybody in there just talking negative and just ain't doing shit, guess what? You're going to be the next ain't shit motherfucker. But if everybody in there is on their grind, if everybody got $1 million dream, it don't matter who dream busts out first or last.
That's a pause. I mean.
You see, you be up in, just
life,
like you said.
Life is a bitch.
I try.
You want your dreams to bust off in that bitch, but you know what I'm saying.
So again, I ask, is that a pause? My bad.
Hate against pause movement.
I'm gonna take it, but y'all understand what I meant, right?
I get you for sure.
Your circle, you know, they gotta be on their own. You know, everybody in here don't make music, just Sean.
Facts.
But that don't mean everybody in here trying to jump on Sean Wave.
Album doing numbers, by the way. Go hit that bitch. Come on, facts.
So four should be your circle.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. If you want to put number five as your wife, I am all for it.
I think that the idea that women are naturally biologically relationship oriented, just off the idea that they can carry children and men can't, like, it's in your biology to be relationship interpersonal
at least for 9 months.
At least for nine months.
You won't always be with somebody.
But the thing about it is, you know, it's single mothers and shit running rampant in the black community. So men have been taught to put women on a pedestal, while women have been taught that they don't need a man for anything.
And it's not even.
So what that means is the quality of marriageable women has gone down because of the things that men want from women that qualify them to be married. Like, to put it like this, women think that men value women for the same reason that women value men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Women think niggas want a woman that make a lot of money because it's hard to take care of a person in these times. Yes, it's more difficult to take care of another person at the time, but internally, men don't give a shit about how much money you make because inherently, we're going to be working to take care of us as a whole.
Just like Pat said earlier, this is why I didn't say he was all the way wrong. I just said love should have been lesser and not at the top. Just like Pat said, he will get up. If I love you and my duty is to you as my wife, like, before I even love you, even when I sleep, if bullets come through this window, I ain't gonna think if I love you or not. I'm jumping on you because that's what I'm supposed. That's my duty.
Fact, right.
So if my duty is to you, is my wife and my kids, then yeah, I'm gonna go out there and get whatever I got to get
But women have taken that role without the sacrifice. Women have asserted themselves as being the dominant figure in the black community specifically.
They feel since they are women, a man should conform to them.
But at the same time, not willing to protect the man. Granted, yeah. You know, modern relationships are a thing where people go half and half on everything.
See, that's the thing about being modern.
To come up.
See, right. I think women.
That's the thing. Women don't give a fuck about the come up. Women are not gonna be with you at 23 years old where you're making $15,000 a year to $30,000 a year because they see that as below. Women want a nigga that make $4,000 a minute.
Hold on, I got to
right
throw
now,
Sean. I got to throw an
asterisk. They want a 25-year-old nigga that makes $300,000 a year.
Sean, wait, I got to throw an asterisk in there for you. I got to throw an asterisk for all the female listeners right quick. And I know usually I'm not on the female side, but I'm gonna give y'all a present.
Shit, I'm normally on the female side.
I'm gonna give y'all a present today. I'm gonna just throw an asterisk. I can't give you 15% of them. There are still women that will be with a man and build. There are. Now, are they the majority like they were maybe 100 years ago? Hell no. But are there still women that will build with a man, literally, and be the breadwinner and treat him as the man? Now, as far as treating him as the man with it, now that's the, maybe not iffy. That's iffy. But as far as being with him, they'll be with him.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
The percentage of women who want a six-figure man, where are they in their lives?
That's a good question.
Bitches slipping burgers at Burger King and want a nigga that make $300,000. Like a nigga that make $300,000 is walking in fucking Burger King.
But son, think about it though. If you making $650.
What nigga you ever seen pull up in a motherfucking Lamborghini at McDonald's?
It's millionaires that pull women at McDonald's every day.
Stop it.
Honest. Sean, they would rather, high value men would rather have women working at McDonald's than the woman making six figures who already don't need them.
Okay, I got another question.
I'm still answering your first question. Hold on.
Okay.
So that woman at McDonald's, she can be entitled to a six figure man.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can. She can feel like she can want whatever. I don't tell nobody don't want what you don't want. You can want whatever you want.
Because I'm just saying. Can you realistically achieve it?
Yes.
Yes, it can be realistically achieving. Hell, yes. She working at McDonald's. She will do every freaky nasty thing that nigga wants.
Have you not seen come to America?
And he will take it. And she ain't going to ever tell him, I don't need you.
That nigga going to get another bitch from McDonald's.
She'll be probably cool with having another bitch.
Okay, I'll ask another question.
Wait. Have you not seen come to America?
Yes, I've seen coming to America. Okay, can I ask another question?
Go ahead. What's the next question?
The women who, you know, go to college and, you know, are highly educated, doctors and lawyers and all that shit. The women who make so much money just for them to find a man to not use any of that wealth. What do you say to those women?
just to find a man and not use any of it?
Yes. You make $200,000 a year just to find a man who's going to take care of you, so you don't have to spend a motherfucking dollar for the rest of your life. You literally just got educated because you think that's what men want.
And you know what? To that question, they slap themselves in the face. Because I ain't going to say niggas. Men don't care about that.
Women don't know that, though.
Wait.
Men want three things. Men want to be fucked, fed, and needed. If you fuck me, you feed me, and you need me, I'ma wake up just like Pat said, cause I ain't just gonna wake up cause I love you. I'm waking up cause you and the kids need me.
By no means are we shitting on no independent women. Let's get that straight. I'm not shitting on the independent women. But women have to understand that
your independence is not sexy to us.
Right.
Whoa. I think the majority
of your independence is not sexy.
Whoa.
I think the majority
of women
pretty
sexy.
I'm not gonna even go as far to say you need us. I'm just gonna say that you understand that men hold value in your life.
I put it like this: your independence is only sexy to a man that needs you to help him. If he needs you to help him, your independence is sexy. If you as a man making, I'm talking about $3 million a month.
Drastically unrealistic.
Do you care what your woman does? Honestly, are you really writing a list down saying, because women say, I will only date a doctor,
as a form of income,
I will only date a lover, I will only date this form of income, which means these people, I will only date an entrepreneur, I will only date this whatever job, I will only date a physician. Are you really as a man going to be sitting down saying, I want a woman to make this much?
Did you know that your average entrepreneur fails and doesn't make $100,000 a year?
First couple times, yeah.
Bro,
shut the fuck up. Like,
go ahead. Fucked
up. Yeah, so, this is why I said independence is sexy. Because I say this because I'm not talking about financially. Okay. I'm not talking about finance. Wait. Let me explain.
Wait, but we're talking about me.
Give it to Tevin.
Let me talk now.
I wasn't bullshitting.
Hey, come on, man.
No, I wasn't bullshitting. I was really finna say, bro.
We are
talking red pill, blue pill men. So we're talking men. You can't scratch out finances with men.
Nah.
Yes.
If you scratch out finances with men,
you can't do that.
Nah. So if you say aside from finances, that is not a man. Because as a man in society, you need finances.
Because
as a woman, you don't need finances.
Because that's why I'm saying
That's a testament to your ability to provide for her.
That's a testament to the ability for you to do the thing that you signed up for historically as a man.
Are y'all not listening?
No, Pat, you're not listening. Need a woman. Do you need a woman to provide for you? No. Is my question.
No.
So what does her finances matter?
It don't.
But so say what you're gonna say.
I'm saying the reason I find a woman who is independent sexy, because I have known females who be like, oh, I just got a man just because I want to be with the man. I need to be with the man. All this,
ain't no bitch ever said that.
Yes, it has.
Ain't no bitch ever said that shit at 22.
Kenfo, I swear to gosh. It is something out there.
Ugly and low self-esteem.
Hey.
No.
I'm lying.
Probably low self-esteem.
Women who know that they are beautiful do not say shit like that. Even if she is fine to you subjectively, because looks are always going to be subjective. If a woman looks beautiful to you, BJ, and she says some shit like that, then you will take her, right? If she says that she wants a man in her life and she feel like she'll need a man to reach her peak in the value of her life and how she sees her life. She wants a man for that. You will do everything you can to make sure that she is taken care of, you are taken care of first, and that you guys can be provided for happily. Correct.
Thanks.
An ugly woman who got low self-esteem, that's not the goal. But I think when you are a man who makes a lot of money, I'm not going to even say high value because it's a lot of, in my opinion, it's a lot of factors that go with that. You can't just make $100,000 and just be a high value man.
No.
You could be a piece of shit and just make a lot of money.
Yeah. And that does not mean that you're high value.
Right. That's
what people don't understand.
What's that nigga?
Ask all these rappers out here. Niggas make $100,000 a year. Piece of shit. You're not a high value man. But what men want in life, women aren't providing. But women don't understand that we, at the end of the goddamn day, men have the pick of the litter. Women out here striving to be wives and shit, but you out here, you know, trying to be in the middle of the street at 4 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the summer.
Twerking.
Men don't want that shit. It's cool to look at on the internet. We can look at bad bitches on the internet all day, but that's not what we want for ourselves. Exactly.
To be honest, if you think about it,
What type are you looking for then?
I want a beautiful woman who is kind, compassionate, and open-minded, and feminine.
That's it. I don't care about.
I want you to be beautiful. I want you to be kind. I want you to be nurturing. I want you to listen to what I have to say and advise me on the decisions that we make as a couple, even though you're allowing me to have the final decision at the end. I want you to do that, and I also want you to do the womanly things that you signed up for as a woman.
If you give me all that, I will never ask you to go half on any fucking thing.
Right. If you're doing that outside of the things that people in general in this generation have raised to be able to do.
Now,
men back in the 70s and in the 60s weren't raised to do dishes, fold fucking laundry, you know, do that shit. But men have learned to be self-sufficient in those ways now. So if I'm paying 100% of the bill and I'm still being my self-sufficient self, what the fuck do I need you for? You're not doing anything. You literally just a maid in the house that lived there that I'm fucking.
That ain't really doing a job.
That's not really doing a job because I'm doing half of that shit. I'm cleaning, you know?
100%.
I'm cleaning. I cook sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? I go get the food.
And I might cook on Thursdays, party nights, me and the kids.
In no means am I criticizing the modern relationship, because in modern relationships, women and men go half on everything. Bills, you know, money, chores and shit like that, children and everything. In modern relationships, that responsibility is shared. But if a woman feels like I have to provide for her 100%, yet she's not taking care of the house or just generally the things that women have signed up for in history.
Wait, hold on. I got a question for you. What if she's not doing... Wait. What if she's not doing that, but she making $200,000 a month from her own business? She's independent.
Am I still paying all the bills?
Nah, she'll go ahead, but she's just not doing
nothing. She's not cooking clean. She's not doing nothing there.
No.
She's not doing nothing. She's going half on bills. But that's not money. Independent. That's not self-sufficient.
If she was staying by herself, she would do it. Now she's married with you, she don't want to do it. She wants you to get a maid.
So we just got a maid now. We chillin'.
No. You got to... No.
Wait, I'm paying for everything.
No.
I'll take my money paying for everything.
No. At that point, you just got a business partner that you
fucking. Literally.
At that point,
that's what I'm saying.
At that point, you got a business partner that you fucking.
That's why I'm saying independent.
Marriage is a business.
Like, shit. If I love her too, then I love her too.
You file taxes.
I'm paying all the bills. She paid for a maid service.
Hold on, stop. Because we finna stop this right now. Marriage is not a business.
What it is?
Marriage is an institution. It is a difference.
What's the institution?
Education in America is a business. Harvard University is an institution. Harvard University don't worry about what every other college got going on. They only take care of Harvard University.
Because they understand what they have.
They only take care of their institution.
Yeah.
The reason why so many majors are failing is because we keep saying marriage is a business. We put finances so far up. Because in business, profit is what? King.
Cash is what? King.
Right.
And that's why so many businesses fail.
That's why women don't qualify to be.
That's why so many marriages fail. Because of lack of finances.
How many more people get divorced because they just don't got money?
You knew that nigga was broke before you married him.
Right, but now it's 5 years.
You knew the bitch was broke before you married her.
Half. For the third time.
Half.
I'm tired of this shit.
Half.
Tevin, You just said, what type of woman would break up with a man with too much money? Half.
Right.
Enough they got enough for her to get half and be the richest woman in the world.
I mean,
like Jeff Bezos' wife.
Jeff Bezos divorced his wife and she became the richest bitch in the world in with a smash of a goddamn hammer.
One stream of income coming in is two streams. So the woman got money too. She got a whole lot of money.
Tevin. $62 billion.
That's disgusting. That shit is disgusting.
Richest bitch on the planet with the sound of a.
At one time.
What I'm saying.
She had shit before that, though.
The only thing I was saying for you is saying marriage is a business.
Yeah.
You understand why so many businesses are failing today? And the divorce rate is so high? It's because we say it's a business and we treat them like business.
Listen, I'm not going to lie.
If you treat it like an institution, in an institution, like, you both can still have an income if you want. If you want.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I was raised... to think that marriage was, you know, the culmination and the final product of a relationship that you have with a woman. I was raised by an emotional mother and a providing father. My father, objectively, he wasn't going to tell me none of that birds and bees shit about how to stand up like a man. My father was the sole provider. That's all he did was provide. He didn't give you none of that life lesson shit, but he made sure that you was fed, you had food over your head, and you had clothes on your motherfucking body.
Yeah.
He did his job that he thought he should have done as a man.
Yeah.
And that's in layman's terms, my father was a traditional man. You know, I learned how to fight by myself by losing fights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I learned how to tie my own shoes. Don't laugh. You don't lost a fight before. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, but in that case, he provided that didn't protect you in a way.
Right. But that was his parenting style because he got the same style from his father.
I understand completely.
So he was a provider. That's it.
Yeah.
My mother was emotional. She told me that being married, it was a great thing. You know, she told me all the benefits of being married. And as a child growing up from fucking six years old to pretty much damn near whoever the fuck I am now, I thought that being married and still think that being married is a great thing. And objectively, based on the relationship you have with a person, now that I am who I am now and I have the information that I have, I know that that's not solely how relationships work. You cannot survive on a relationship just based off of the ability or the feelings that you have for a person.
Right. 100%.
They are important. But they are not the deciding
factor. It must be
factor.
Something higher than your emotions. Right. Hey, you know what's higher than your emotions as a man? Do you know as a man what is higher than your emotions? Your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facts.
As a women lead from their emotions. They live through their hearts. And it's beautiful. We literally get things like the nurturing nature of a woman. Things like compassion, empathy. These are things women excel at. Because they live through their emotions. Women literally just cry sometimes. They don't even know why. They don't even got a reason for them to cry. They'll just bust out in tears. Because they're so emotional. Exactly. Like, think about that. Like, they'll just bust out in tears. Because they're just so emotional over what they don't know.
Yeah.
Men, on the other hand, it's great that you can tap into your emotions as a man. Because you should be. Because you have men that are so hard that they'll end up being just the mind and never the heart. And they'll just be such hard, cruel fathers.
They'll never truly love a woman or,
exactly.
or you know, that situation.
And that is sad. That hurts. Mm. And that's why I said earlier, if love had to be number five, I wouldn't mind it for a man. I would definitely love it. Like,
but there are things that are supposed to come
with
that.
I would even go a step further and say I was wrong. Because before, I said it shouldn't even be in the top five. I would say I'm wrong and say I think it should be number five.
But for women, it should definitely be
number. Yes, it should be number one. But because you're literally made to love as a woman.
You literally create life.
Like, you literally create
you
life.
You create life.
So you have
to. With a soul come out your pussy.
Like literally. So you gotta have.
You got the nerve to say that you don't want one?
Top three. You got a nerd to have that pussy on the hood of the car. Just spray that.
I say love for a woman should be number one.
Put that bitch on the hood, girl.
Put it on the hood. Okay, girl. Okay. You put it on the gram for $1,000.
Shit.
And that pussy.
It's worth more. That pussy on a bargain.
Pussy's not worth $1,000.
It's literally a portal to life.
Pussy's not worth $1,000. Let's get
so,
that.
So, I wouldn't.
What? Okay, so. Only price. Reason it could be number one is if it's God's purpose for you is to love.
And what was God? And what was God's purpose?
That's God's purpose.
What was God's purpose for woman to be made?
To protect, to nurture.
She was made to be a helpmate for man.
To nurture and love.
She was literally made to nurture and love.
But they don't do that anymore.
We had a breakthrough here.
They don't do it anymore.
No, I agree. Thanks.
You know, like, women
as a man, you love. Can nurture and love. It's possible. It's definitely possible.
But your purpose
because
is
you have a heart. But your purpose.
So I told somebody,
you got to create the world, my guy. You got to push the world forward.
I told somebody. I told somebody. I told somebody the list of what I wanted in a woman, and she laughed at. She laughed in my goddamn face. I said I want a woman to be beautiful, compassionate, nurturing, and to actually love me. Mm. And she laughed in my goddamn face. Mm.
Where she at now?
I don't know where she is. It doesn't good. Matter. She not with me.
Hey.
Hey.
That's how I gotta be.
You know my number one requirement? Allow me to be me.
Well, shit, that's everything he just said. Literally in just one. Facts. Like, you just said it in one, but that's literally like all facts. The way down because, to the love me for me.
Because when, thing you, about it, when you take that and mix that, look, creation because, with love, come on now.
Because as men, because
but
as
still,
men.
Still, Pat, at the end of the day, your love for her can't be number one.
Of course, yeah, we understand.
That's but all. But that the, is all I've been saying for
at
men.
At the end of the day, men, the first people on this earth, men have signed up and created the way that things are supposed to go for the interpersonal relationship between men and women. Men signed up to be the providers and protectors of women. Women have reneged on their duty to do what we ask of them.
I mean, to be honest, bro, it wasn't even a sign up. Like, it wasn't even none you signed. It's just how you're made.
Right. That's what I mean about we signed up for.
You're, as men, we're naturally bigger, stronger. Women are trying to go against nature here.
Right.
Like, literally. That's like the female shark saying, let me get in the front.
Think about it in the motherfucking animal kingdom. In the motherfucking animal kingdom.
That's like the female gorilla. Like, move. We don't need you.
In the motherfucking animal kingdom, the lioness goes out and gets the food.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no king is going out and hunting.
Exactly. They just protecting that motherfucker when other lions come.
Right. The male lion said, "Don't bring that shit over here."
Exactly.
Cause you know what it is.
On me. The lion over here.
Right.
Then we gonna eat their ass up, buddy. Go over there, bring a couple of them.
Right. Bring them gazelles back.
Yeah, we gonna be hungry.
But shit, women just had to understand that, you know, the value system is different for men and women, and they have to respect ours like we respect theirs.
Literally.
Agreed. I agree, my brother.
True. You know that, Ben? That'd be a real informative episode. Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
We gotta have another one of these.
Another been great one.
I like this.
Women, I know y'all gonna be mad. It's okay. Come back the next episode. You gonna be mad some more.
Don't forget, subscribe, review, rate, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Drink water.